The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are here today with another episode and another topic. Today we will discuss, inshallah azza wa jal, another important topic which is related to our mother. Ji haan. And topic hai, support your mother. And the mother is a great and amazing gift of Allah azza wa jal. Bahut barkate hoti hai. We give time to others. We support many people in our life. But do we ever think about our blessed mother? Mother ko kitna support karte hain? Ye ek hot topic hai. Aur keh sakte hain ke har dusre ghar ki ye story nazar aati hai ke maa badi pareshan hai. Kyunki aulaad support nahi kar rahi hoti. That's why inshallah we'll discuss and the importance of the mother inshallah azza wa jal. And topic kya hai hamara? Support your mother. We'll start with the blessing of Durood-e-Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites Durood-e-Pak upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's start today's episode by listening some beautiful recitation of Holy Quran. And inshallah, uske baad ek beautiful kalam bhi sunenge inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا واعلموا أن الله غني حميد صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھا Oh sab ki khaye kyon dil ko jo akele de khuda dil ko jo akele de khuda teri gali se ja
Hey, hey.
Our topic is support your mother, love your mother, the most beautiful person on this earth. कह सकते हैं कि strongest supporter in this world is your mother. लेकिन मैं और आप अपने वालदा की कितनी support करते हैं, कितनी look after करते हैं. You know, if your mother is still alive, say Alhamdulillah. Allah का शुक्र अदा करें. Not everyone has a mother. And many grow up never knowing the mother's love. जिनके पास वालदा है, मदर है, रियलाइज करें कि ये कितनी बड़ी नेमत है. ये यूनिक यूनिक गिफ्ट है. ये अल्लाह की तरफ से दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा जो आपसे अनकंडीशनल लव जिसका है ना, वो आपकी वालदा का होता है. इज योर मदर. मैं और आप अपने वालदेन की कितनी सपोर्ट करते हैं, कितनी लुक आफ्टर करते हैं. आज इस टॉपिक पे बात होगी इंशाल्लाह. विल स्टार्ट विद बिलाल शब्बीर भाई.
It's really a topic which touches all the hearts. The topic of the mother is such a topic where you can speak for hours and you really don't need preparation. Why? Because you have, many have a personal experience. But inshallah azza wa jalla, before delving into the topic of the mother, Sayyid Sahib, I would like all the viewers of Madani channel, everybody on the panel here, just to realize that the value of the mother was taught by which individual?
Allah subhanahu.
Today, when we speak about the mother, we are overwhelmed with emotion and we tend to cry after listening to it. But never forget that individual who taught us the respect and honor of the mother.
Subhanallah.
And that is none other than our master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us what the true value of a mother. Because if you look before the advent of Islam, the way women were treated in general, the amount of oppression and mistreatment and torture that they were under, that even they would sell their own mothers in marketplaces. If you just took at women in general, how they were mistreated, they used to bury their own daughters alive. And the women, they were never given any share in inheritance of their parents and of their deceased relatives. But this was the darkness that they lived in. This was the time of oppression, and it's titled as the era of ignorance. Why? If you look at it, it was a time in which there was no religion. The religion, unfortunately, was people associating partners to Allah. Majority of the religion at the time was in this ideology. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and they taught us the true rank of a mother and the true status of a mother in al-Islam and even in society. This is something which I don't want people to forget, because today the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is our role model, and we have to always keep this at the forefront of our mind. Because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that we understand and we know that a person, by serving the mother, he attains paradise and he attains closeness to entering into paradise. That Jannah, paradise, lies under the feet of your mother. And the ulama mentioned that the meaning of this is by serving the mother. And when we study Islam and we study the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that the rights of women, and then the role of a woman, and the greatest role, arguably, is the role of a mother. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us so much emphasis within the Holy Quran itself. Within the prophetic traditions, we hear many, many narrations. So just as a introductory level, Sayyid Sahib, I'd just like everybody to remember that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam has taught us the status of a mother. So today when people are shouting a lot of slogans in the name of rights of women, and especially mother rights, and people who are doing this are mothers themselves, We have to remember that the one who saved us,
subhanallah,
saved our mindset and saved our society was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. MashaAllah, Masa Rizwan bhai bhi hain. Rizwan bhai ke madni phool lete hain, inshaAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So, sir, women as mothers are respected and have a high status all around the world in all the societies. And as Bilal bhai mentioned, Islam grants women the highest place in their role as mothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. And with regards to children, the status of a mother is exalted three times over that of the status of the father. Just to give you an idea of the status of the mother as well, alhamdulillah. And as Bilal bhai also mentioned, no matter how much a mother is served,
Allah,
it is said that you cannot even repay the favor of one sharp pain that she went through during childbirth.
Allah.
And then all of the care that she gave you through infancy, when you were totally dependent, when you couldn't eat, when you couldn't walk. And we'll go into this topic even further and further about, can we actually repay the favors? Can we actually repay the debt? Or can we attempt to do this? But the status of a mother is so high. And we can all relate to it, and we all get emotional about it. And as Bilal bhai was speaking, and you were speaking before that, I was smiling. Because you automatically start thinking about your own mother, and all the sacrifices that she would have done for you, and all the hardships she would have went through, and some of the things that you would have put her through as well. And it's only right, any decent human being will be able to relate to the fact that we have to support her. It's her right that we support her financially, we support her physically, we support her emotionally, we give her time. And we'll touch upon all of these different aspects, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Support your mother, dear viewers of Madni Channel, because mother was your door to this dunya. And mother will be your door to Jannah. So look after, take care of this door. Is door ki is darwaze ka na? بہت لک آفٹر کرنا ہے کیونکہ حدیث پاک ہے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا تمہارے والدین ہی تمہاری جنت ہیں تمہارے والدین ہی تمہاری دوست ان کی خدمت کرو گے تو جنت پاؤ گے اور ان کو ناراض کرو گے تو معاذ اللہ کہیں جہنم ٹھکانہ نہ بن جائے بہت سوچنے اور سمجھنے کی بات ہے کہ ہمارے جو والدین ہیں کہتے ہیں نا کہ دنیا کے اندر بہت سارے لوگ آپ سے محبت کرتے ہیں لیکن انکنڈیشنل لو اور جو ہمیشہ آپ کی کامیابی دیکھنا چاہتے ہیں جو ہمیشہ آپ کو ترقی اور دیکھنا ہمیشہ آپ کو مسکراتا ہوا خوش دیکھنا چاہتے ہیں وہ آپ کے ماں باپ ہوتے ہیں لیکن خاص طور پہ آپ کی والدہ ہوتی ہیں کیونکہ انہیں بہت سیکریفائز تھوڑا سا اگر آپ ماضی کے دریچے میں جائیں نا تھوڑی دیر میں آپ کو انشاءاللہ لے کر جائیں گے آپ غور کریے گا کہ والدہ نے کیا 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 تھا آج ہماری لائف اتنی بزی ہو گئی ہے وی ہیو فارگیٹن ایوری تھنگ کہ میری ماں نے میرے لیے کیا کیا میں کسی کی بات نہیں کروں گا میں اپنی بات کروں آپ اپنی بات کریں بلال بھائی اپنے بارے میں سوچیں میری والدہ کیسی تھی کیا 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 انشاءاللہ اس پہ بھی بات کریں گے بارا شاہد بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں انشاءاللہ we'll take few مدنی پھول from شاہد بھائی as well
ماشاءاللہ a beautiful topic about mother is such a person that no matter what anybody does that relationship cannot be replaced by anybody else mother is that relationship that no matter how old a person gets that love between a mother and child that bond can never fade away No matter what a child does, whether he's young or whether he has become of an older age, the feeling a mother will have for the child, no other person will have. And as a child, it's our duty to look after a mother in every aspect. Whether we are young, whether we have grown old, it's our duty to look after our mother and as well as look after our father as well. Looking at a mother on its aspect, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that a man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that who is the most deserving of my good company? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. He then said, and then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, it's your mother. And again, third time asked, and after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, it's your mother. And then on the fourth time, he said, it's your father. So we look on this aspect, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the mother three times, that your mother has the most right over everything. Unfortunately, nowadays, when we look at society, many people, they don't treat their mothers well. Many people probably, drift away because of their own thinking aspect of freedom, their own aspect of that. What I have done on my own feet, who have done it according to my own intellect, but they forget that it is the du'as of the mother which has given them that success.
Yeah,
and inshallah, we'll discuss further throughout the program about the blessings of mother, the du'as of the mother, which makes a person success. And if we upset the mother, and if the mother is upset with us, what are the consequences of that?
Aap dua ki baat kar rahe hain, you know, the dua of your mother leads to paradise. Jahannam se najat dilati hai, jannat ki taraf lekar jaati hai. Apne bacche ko na maa baap ki jo dua hoti, khaas taur pe maa ki, ye Allah ka farma bardar bana deti, ye vilayat ke maqam tak pahuncha deti hai. Maa ki dua ki wajah se jo hai na, badi badi musibatein tal jati hain. Lekin main aur aapne kabhi aisa kaam bhi kiya ki apne walidain ki dua le le? Thoda sa aap gaur kare. If you're sitting with your friends aur koi dost aapse ek sawal kar le, aankhein band kare aur apni walida ka chehra samne laaye, aur aap doston ke saath baithe hue ho, and your friend asks a simple question ke so and so, sirf ye batao ki tumhari walida ko khane mein kya pasand hai. Ab aap gaur kar rahe hoge, meri walida ko kya pasand hai. Aapko ye bhi pata ke aapki shaadi hui hai, within a week you know ke tumhari wife ko kya pasand hai. तुम्हारे बच्चे पैदा हुए, दो साल में बच्चे को क्या पसंद तुम्हें पता, दस साल का बच्चा हुआ आपको पता, 20 इयर्स का बच्चा हुआ आपको पता मेरे बच्चे को क्या पसंद है. आपकी फ्रेंडशिप शुरू हुई है, आपको विद इन फ्यू डेज पता चल जाता है मेरे दोस्त की पसंद क्या है. लेकिन कितने अफसोस की बात है, 30, 40, 50 इयर्स हो गए, हमें आज तक ये भी नहीं पता कि मेरी वालदा की पसंदीदा डिश क्या है, मेरी वालदा को खाने में क्या पसंद है. कभी आप गौर करेंगे ना, जो बनता था आपको शायद पसंद है नहीं पसंद है, लेकिन आपकी वालदा को जो सबसे पसंदीदा डिश थी वो आपका बचा हुआ खाना था. वो कभी भी कंप्लेन नहीं करती थी, वो खाती थी जो आप छोड़ते तो खुशी से खाती थी. लेकिन आज मैं और आप अपने वालदेन को किस तरह सपोर्ट करते हैं, खासतौर पे वालदा को. हमने तो अपने घर में माशाल्लाह एक नौकरानी के तौर पर समझा हुआ है कि ये लेकर आओ, ये चाहिए, वो चाहिए, ऑर्डर कर रहे होते हैं. माँ ऑर्डर चलाने के लिए नहीं है, माँ कोई बावर्चन नहीं है, माँ कोई स्वीपर नहीं है, माँ कोई कपड़े धोने वाली नहीं है. माँ माँ है जिसके कदमों में जन्नत है. उसका चेहरा तो सामने लेकर आओ ना, कि जिसने बचपन से तुम्हें पाला पोसा बड़ा किया, तुम्हारी एक एक चीज का ख्याल रखा, तुम्हें गिरने नहीं देती थी, तुम्हें लटकने नहीं देती थी, तुम्हें जो है वो परेशानियों से बचाती थी, खुद रातों को जागती थी और तुम्हें सुलाती थी, तुम्हारे लिए परेशान हो जाती थी. आज मैं और आप पूरे हफ्ते का पिछला शेड्यूल बना लें, कितना टाइम अपने वालदा के पास बैठे, जस्ट अ टाइम, नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट मनी और एनीथिंग, टाइम कितना दिया है. आपके पैसों के भूखे नहीं है, आपकी मोहब्बत चाहते हैं, आपके दो बोल चाहते हैं. प्लीज रियलाइज करें कि ये कितनी बड़ी नेमत है. ये चली जाती है ना तो फिर पता चलता है, ये दुआ करते थे आपकी परेशानियां दूर होती थी, ये दुआ करते थे अल्लाह आपकी मुश्किलात को टाल देता था, ये दुआ करते थे आपके एक्सीडेंट जो है आप उससे बच जाते थे. आज प्रॉब्लम्स हैं, परेशानियां, शादियां हैं, घर हैं, सब कुछ है, लेकिन माँ की दुआ साथ नहीं है, कितनी आजमाइश जिंदगी गुजर रही है. प्लीज रियलाइज करें कि माँ कैसी नेमत है, और इसको सपोर्ट करें, इसकी कदर करें, वरना यकीन करें हम बर्बाद हो जाएंगे. माशाल्लाह अरुण भाई भी हमारे साथ है, देखते क्या कहते
हैं. सर, नो डाउट द स्टेटस ऑफ ए मदर इन इस्लाम हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन टू अस थॉरली एंड इन नन अदर देन द होली कुरान इटसेल्फ वी फाइंड नरेशंस ऑन दिस एज़ वेल. In which we are told the status, the maqam of a mother, and the famous dua, Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, that oh Allah have mercy upon them as they did when we were younger. So from this we learn the excellence, the status that Islam gives the mother. And if we ponder on any person, you could be the prime minister of a country, you could be an ordinary employee anywhere. Anyone who has any status or anyone who has any place in society, he must remember that to get him to that stage, to sculpt him and to make him the man that he is at that time, a big, big role behind that making, behind the scenes, is that of the mother. Whether that be you know, the morals and values that he has, whether that be the everyday manners, etc. A lot of the times, we tend to forget this, and we think that, you know, a lot of the time people take this for granted, and they feel as if almost it's entitled to it, that, you know, she's my mother, obviously she was supposed to bring me up, obviously she was supposed to clothe me, feed me, but and in this way they become almost ungrateful, and they don't realize that, especially in the childhood stage of the person, it's a 24/7 routine that the mother is going through. She does not have a break. It's not like she has a 9-to-5 and then she can rest and stop thinking about what to do. It's around the clock. And unfortunately, you get people in society nowadays who, ma'azallah, are rude, are abusive physically with their words, and who don't realize the actual maqam and what they have with them. And then, you know, there comes a time where the mother passes away, and then you see them same people, they're crying and they're weeping and they're saying, you know, why was I like this? So if only we get this realization and put this realization into practice by appreciating our mothers in this world, and then do dua for them after as well. Inshallah, about the dua of the mother, inshallah, the generations will go on to us.
MashaAllah. The point which is fundamental, that what's the reason, what has caused the youngsters and us ourselves to go astray and disobey our parents today? And it's been mentioned that one of the main reasons is because we have forgotten what our parents, and especially what our mother, has done for us. We have forgotten, we don't even know what our mother has done for us. Those sleepless nights, we would never be able to understand. Why? Because we were completely at ease when the side of the bed was wet due to our own, when we were young. Our mother put us on the dry side and she would sleep on that side. And I just want to mention this waqia, Sayyid Sahib, is very, very heart-rending.
Allah.
It's very heart-rending. And I'd like the viewers of Madhini Channel maybe to close your eyes and listen, because this is a very, very powerful story. And it may be a parable, or it may actually have been a true event. And it's actually realistic as well. It mentions that there was once a child, Sayyid Sahib, and he had a one-eyed mother. This child, because of his one-eyed mother, he says himself that I was so embarrassed of my mother having one eye, that whenever she would take me to school, I would tell her to drop me off down the road, meaning you stay by the down the road and I'll just walk up and go to school myself. I don't want you to take me into school, because I don't want my friends to see you with one eye, because they laugh at me and I'll become embarrassed. So the mother, she listened to the son, but the mother knows. Who doesn't know? The mother is the one who knows about the child. She knows everything. And she knows everything about the child. So the mother even knew the reason, but she listened and she still showed affection to her child, because that's the reality of the mother. No matter how much bad is done to the mother, no matter how much disrespect, the mother still shows love. This is what it means to be to have unconditional love. Today people have this romantic love, and they disobey their parents, and it's so much a disaster in the society as well. But if you want to see unconditional love, you'll see that in one's mother. So the story carries on that one day the mother, she bought the child's favorite sweets. She bought his favorite sweets, and she decided that I'm going to go into the school and surprise him and give him his favorite sweets. So the mother goes into the school and gives the son the sweets. And then the son, instead of being happy, rather than being happy at the gift that the mother gave, he says, "What are you doing here? You have embarrassed me so much in front of my friends. They are laughing at your one eye." And not even caring about this gift, he says these words. And then his mother leaves. And then, like this, it's mentioned that time went on. The young boy, the young child, he grew up, he got older. And the heart of the mother, which was constantly being injured by the son, by the disrespectful child, he grew up, he became older. He had children of his own, he had a good job, and he left the city. He left his mother in that city, and he decided, I'm going to leave you here. And he says these words that, "You have been an embarrassment to me my entire life."
Allah.
This own son, he goes to his mother, you've been an embarrassment to me my entire life. Now I can stand on my own two feet. I don't want anything to do with you. Ma'azallah. So he says, after a few years, this man, this young boy who's not grown up, he got married, he had a good wife, a good life as well, he had a good job. Now he's got children. Now his mother has, information has reached her that her son has a children. So now the mother is now a grandmother.
Allah.
And now she wants to go see her children. So she decides to leave the city, her hometown, and go out to visit her son. So she goes and visits her son. She knocks on the door. And the son opens the door, and with him are his children. And instead of, so many years have passed, instead of saying, welcome mother, I've not seen you for a long time. Because he was a despicable son, he again says some rude words to his mother. And he says, you again?
Allah.
I thought I got rid of you.
Allah.
What are you doing here? You are scaring my children. My children are crying because of you, because of your one eye. Go away from here. Go, go, go. Now the heart of that mother, Wallahu wa Rasulu A'lam, Allah knows best what went through the heart of that mother. But with tears, she returned back home. After a few years later, he received a letter that there's a house from his own hometown, which is up for sale. So come and look at this house, which is on for sale. So he gets the letter, he goes to his hometown, and he finds out that the home that is on for sale is his own home. And he comes to know that his mother has now passed away.
Allah.
And he enters the home, and he finds a letter. And that letter has been written by his own mother. And it says on the front that this letter is for my son after I leave this world. So the mother now tells the whole story. She says that, you see, when you were very little, you actually got into an accident and you lost your eye. And Allah, I could not bear that my child, that my son would live in such a world with one eye. Allah. So I sacrificed my own eye and gave it for you.
Allah.
And the surgeons, they did the surgery. And now I was so happy as a mother that now my son, who was one-eyed, now has both eyes. He's seeing a world, he's seeing the world in a new eye. And the mother says, I was so happy that I heard that you had a job, and now that you have children, I wanted to come and visit you. I'm very sorry that I upset you, and with love, your mother.
Allah.
So now that child, who was embarrassed due to his one-eyed mother, he didn't know the behind story. And this is Allah. The value. We don't know the value of our parents. We don't know the sacrifices that they made.
Bishop.
Today we are just so judgmental against our mother and father. That child who was embarrassed due to his one-eyed mother, he did not realize why his mother had one eye. And in fact, it was because she sacrificed her one eye for him.
Allah.
So the dear viewers of Madani Channel, what we learn from this is that just think very carefully. Those of us who have parents today, it's not too late for us to turn and seek forgiveness at the feet of our mother and father. Because unlike this despicable individual who, due to, he lost his opportunity to ask for forgiveness. He understood the reason, but that time was too late. So don't leave it until it's too late. Like that individual who left it, and now he's only regretful. He's crying, he's weeping, his tears are not stopping.
Allah.
But that regret is all vain, it's all in useless now. So it's a humble request to please realize the sacrifices of the mother, unimaginable.
Allah.
And especially as men and males, we will never be able to understand the sacrifices that a female, that a mother goes through.
And to add on to that, obviously a very heart-touching parable Bilal Bhai just mentioned. But another point, another unique point about the mother is that she is that one person that won't reiterate the sacrifices that she's made.
Allah.
Any other person, he's done you a favor, done anything for you, he'll say it again and again and again. Have you forgotten I've done this? Have you forgotten I did that? The mother will never reiterate those sacrifices, everything she did for you.
Bishop.
She will never complain. She's that one person who will never complain about everything she did for you or everything you've done to her. This is how her unconditional her love is. We can't even begin to think how much our mothers have done for us. How much can you begin to imagine the child urinating on the mother, the child vomiting on the mother, the child defecating on the mother, the child bleeding on the mother, the child crying on the mother? All of these things. And the mother won't care for herself. She'll think about the child. I want my child to be well. I need my child to be well. Whether it's feeding her, I don't want the food to be too hot and cold. Whether it's bathing the child, I don't want the water to be too hot and cold. They won't care about their own sleep. You've got earache, you've got toothache, the mother will stay up all night. You'll go to sleep in the morning as the child, but the mother will wake up looking after the rest of your brothers and sisters, looking after your father, and will carry on as that routine. But the point is, she won't complain, not once. She won't tell you about these sacrifices. We need to ponder over this, that when it's our time our time, we need to give that little bit of thought and how we need to support, how we need to give time, whether it's financially, whether it's looking after
Allah, Allah. Story bhi aur phir iske baad jo unhone baat ki, thoda sa Madani channel ke nazreen gaur kare, apne aankhon ke samne apni un walida ka chehra lekar aaye, wo chehra hai ke jo aapki khushiyan dekhne ko tarasta hai, jo chahta hai ke mera bachcha jo hai har zindagi ke imtihan mein kamyab ho. और आपका ये चीज है, जरा सी आपकी लाइफ स्विच ओवर होती है, शादी होती है, फ्रेंडशिप चेंज होती है, आप बिल्कुल ही अपने वालदेन को इग्नोर करना शुरू कर देते हैं, आपको केयर ही नहीं होती है. ठीक है, वाइफ के राइट्स है, बच्चों के राइट है, लेकिन ये माँ है, इन्होंने एक आंख की बात की है और आपका पूरा वजूद आपके माँ बाप की वजह से. अगर माँ केयर नहीं करती तो ऊपर से गिर कर हार्ट पर टूट जाते, माँ ख्याल नहीं करती तो किसी गाड़ी के नीचे आ जाते, माँ बाप ख्याल नहीं करते हीटर के आगे आप अपने हाथ को जला देते, माँ बाप ख्याल नहीं करते तो कोई चीज अपने ऊपर गिरा लेते. कभी आपने ख्याल किया है कि माँ बाप ने आपके साथ क्या क्या किया, खास तौर पर माँ ने. बाप वालिद साहब तो चलो काम पर जाते हैं उसके बाद आते हैं, लेकिन दिन भर जिसने भी लुक आफ्टर की थी, इज योर मदर एंड ऑफ द डे, उन्होंने लुक आफ्टर की थी. लेकिन आज आपकी लाइफ चेंज होती है, जरा सी शादी होती है, अपना अलग जो है वो एक सिस्टम बनाना शुरू करते थे, भूल जाते हैं ये माँ बापों को, भूल जाते हैं अपनी वालदा को, 10-10, 11-11 बच्चे होके एक माँ बाप को नहीं पालते. याद रखें, माँ की दुआ खाली नहीं जाती और उसकी बददुआ भी टाली नहीं जाती है. बर्तन मांझ कर भी माँ 8-10 बच्चों को पाल लेती है, मगर 8-10 बच्चों से एक माँ पाली नहीं जाती. ये आज हमारा अलमिया है, पूरी उस माँ को याद करें, उसके चेहरे को याद करें जो तरफ जो परेशान हो जाती थी आपको बीमारी में देखकर. हफ्तों तक अस्पताल में आप एडमिट होते थे, वो माँ होती थी जो आपके साथ होती थी, और आज आप कहते हैं टैक्सी लेके चले जाओ, खुद चले जाओ, मेरे पास टाइम नहीं है. ये करते हैं आप लोग अपने माँ के साथ, ये सपोर्टिंग रोल है आपका, ये सपोर्ट है आपकी अपनी माँ की. मैं यही कहूंगा, ये प्रोग्राम देख रहे हैं ना, प्रोग्राम बाद में देखें, अगर आपने माँ के साथ ज्यादती की है, अपने बीवी के कहने पे अपनी माँ से बात नहीं कर रहे, अपने बीवी के कहने पे बच्चों को मिलने नहीं दे रहे, सबसे पहले अपने माँ के पास जाएं, सबसे पहले उनको फोन करें, सबसे पहले उनसे माफी मांगे, क्योंकि कुछ पता नहीं है. एक शख्स था, उन्होंने मुझे बताया कि एक आदमी, उसकी माँ कोमे में थी अस्पताल में, और वो बाहर बैठा हुआ रो रहा है. बोले क्या हुआ, लगा आज तक मैंने अपनी माँ को कभी ये नहीं कहा जजाक अल्लाह माँ, कभी थैंक यू नहीं कहा, लेकिन आज मेरी माँ मरने के करीब है, मुझे नहीं पता ये जिंदा, मेरी जिंदगी हमेशा ये खलिश रहेगी, काश मैं माँ को जिंदगी में कह देता माँ तूने मेरे लिए बहुत किया, माँ जजाक अल्लाह, तेरी वजह से मैं दुनिया में हूं, माँ जजाक अल्लाह, तूने बहुत किया मेरे लिए, थैंक यू, आई लव यू माँ, लेकिन अब मुझे नहीं पता मेरी माँ कोमे से बाहर आएगी नहीं आएगी, मुझे और आपको नहीं पता मेरा और आपकी आखिरी सांसें कब है, मुझे और आपको नहीं पता मेरे हमारे वालदेन की आखिरी सांसें कब है. आज भी एक जनाजा पड़ाया है एक ही वालदा का, उनको दफनाया है, कल रात को एक और की वालदा गई थी, इसी बर्मिंगम की बात कर रहा हूं. अगर ये चले गए दोबारा लौट के नहीं आएंगे, अभी उठाएं फोन और माफी मांगे, वो माफ कर देंगे. ये आप और मैं बेहिज जो कहते नहीं नहीं छोड़ना, ये माँ बाप है वो कुछ भी नहीं कहेंगे.
Exactly.
कहेंगे बेटा तूने कुछ भी नहीं किया, तू तो बेटा है मेरा. प्लीज अगर हो सके रियलाइज करें, अपने माँ बाप को फोन करें, माँ हो या बाप हो, लेकिन माँ के साथ ज्यादती ज्यादा होती है. बाप तो फिर भी जो है हम उसके आगे दब कर रहते हैं, लेकिन माँ की कोई कदर नहीं करता है. मेरी आपसे ये रिक्वेस्ट है, हाथ जोड़कर रिक्वेस्ट है, जिनकी माँ को नाराज किया है ना बीवी के कहने पे, बच्चों के कहने पे, दोस्तों के कहने पे, सबसे पहले माफी मांग ले, वरना कहीं ऐसा ना हो कि हमेशा के लिए जहन्नम की आग में जलना पड़े. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए, अल्लाह हमारे माँ बाप का साया खा हमारे सरों पे तादेर कायम फरमाए, और हमें अपने माँ बाप की इज्जत करने की अल्लाह तौफीक अता फरमाए. आमीन बिजाहिन नबी अमीन सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इंशाल्लाह वी हैव फ्यू कॉल्स एज वेल, कुछ कॉल्स लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह.
मोहम्मद इरफान अतारी लाहौर पाकिस्तान से अर्ज कर रहा हूँ. हमेशा की तरह बहुत ज़बरदस्त टॉपिक है आपके सिलसिले का. अल्लाह करीम तमाम मुबल्लिगीन को बरकतें अता फरमाए. हम सबको चाहिए कि जिनकी वालिदाएं जिंदा हैं उनकी खिदमत करें और जन्नत हासिल करें. यकीनन वालिदा के कदमों तले जन्नत है. मेरी रिक्वेस्ट है वो तमाम मुसलमान भाई बहनें जिनकी वालिदें हयात हैं वो उनकी खूब खिदमत करें. आदत बना लीजिए कि जब भी अपनी वालिदा की तरफ देखें तो रहमत भरी मुस्कुराहट वाली निगाह डालें. تاکہ ہمیں حج کا ثواب بھی ملے اور ان کے دل میں خوشی بھی داخل ہو. اور یہ وہ ہستیاں ہیں کہ واقعی جن کے دل میں ہمیں خوشی داخل کرنی ہی چاہیے, کہ یہ وہ ذات ہے جس کی وجہ سے ہم دنیا میں آئے ہیں, جن کے سبب سے ہم دنیا میں ہم آئے ہیں. اللہ کریم ہمیں ان کی دل آزاری سے بچائے, ان کی سپورٹ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. جب بھی وہ ہمیں کوئی چیز پکڑائیں تو مسکرا کر جزاک اللہ خیرہ, اسی طرح روزانہ کئی کئی دفعہ ان کو ان کے احسانات یاد دلائیں اور ان کے اوپر شکریہ ادا کریں کہ امی جان شکریہ, آپ نے بچپن میں مجھے اتنا محبت سے پالا, آپ میرے لیے اتنی چیزیں بناتی ہیں, پکاتی ہیں, محبت کرتی ہیں, خیال رکھتی ہیں. انشاءاللہ اسی طرح ان کے احسانات کا بدلہ ہم دے تو نہیں سکتے, لیکن ان کے دل میں خوشی ضرور داخل کر سکتے ہیں.
احسان کا بدلہ کوئی بھی ماں کا نہیں دے سکتا ہے, یاد رکھنا. تو سب کچھ دے بھی دو نا تو پھر بھی اپنی ماں کا کوئی احسان کا ایک احسان کا بدلہ بھی نہیں دے سکتے. بس یہ دعا کرو کہ میری ماں مجھ سے راضی رہے, تمہاری ماں راضی ہوگی رب راضی ہوگا, ورنہ پھنس جاؤ گے. اپنی ماں کی قدر کرے, یقین کرے یہ کامیابیاں یا عزت یہ سب کچھ ماں کے دم سے اللہ نے جو بھی مقام دیا ہے نا یہ ماں کی دعاؤں کا صدقہ ہے. اس کی قدر کرنا سیکھے, یاد کریں ذرا سی چوٹ لگتی تھی تو وہ آنسو بہا دیتی تھی, اپنی گود میں سنا دیتی تھی, اپنی گود میں چھپا لیتی تھی. آج ایک ایک پریکٹیکل میں عرض کروں, آپ تھکے ہوئے آئے, پسینے کی بدبو آ رہی ہے, چہرے پہ کالک لگی ہے, ہاتھ پہ کالک ہے, آپ گھر میں آتے ہیں, آپ کے گھر والے آپ کی وائف دیکھتی کیا کہے گی, کیا حالت بنائی ہوئی ہے, جاؤ پہلے دھو کر آؤ. بچے دیکھیں گے کیا کہیں گے, ڈیڈ یو لک ڈرٹی, جاؤ پہلے جاؤ. کوئی اور دوست دیکھے گا, اے کیا قریب نہیں آنا, اٹس اونلی یور مدر, بیٹا کیا ہوا ادھر آ, اپنی چادر سے منہ صاف کرے گی, اس کو آپ کے پسینے سے بدبو نہیں آئے گی, اس کو خوشبو آئے گی, بیٹا کیا ہو گیا, میں تیرے ہاتھ پاؤں دھلاتی ہوں. یہ وہ ماں ہے جس کو آپ نے چھوڑ دیا, جس کو آپ سپورٹ نہیں کر رہے, جس کی آپ قدر نہیں کر رہے. ایک وہ ماں ہے جو اپنا آنچل ہر چیز میں آپ کو دیتی ہے, بیٹا یہ لے, کوئی اور نہیں دیتا ہے. یہ پریکٹیکل کر کر دیکھیے گا آپ, اور اپنی ماں کی قدر کریں, اپنی ماں کی قدر کریں, ان کی دعائیں لیں. اللہ ہمیں کامیاب زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. ایک کال اور لے لیتے ہیں.
سراج احمد اتاری لیستر یوکے سے بات کر رہا ہوں. پاتھ ٹو سکسیس, ماشاءاللہ بہت ہی پیارا سلسلہ. آج کا ٹاپک ہی بہت پیارا ہے, یونیک ٹاپک, سپورٹ یور مدر. اللہ پاک ہمیں ہمارے ماں باپ کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے.
آمین, اللہم آمین. جزاک اللہ, بہت شکریہ آپ کی کال کا. جی شاہد بھائی,
when a child does something wrong and he gets scared that the father will probably tell him off or shout at him, it is the mother who will cover up for him. It is the mother who will save him from any kind of problems. Some children may think, well, it's my mother's duty to look after me. She gave birth to me, it's her duty to look after me. But equally, if we look at this, that she looked after us, what is our duty? It is our duty to look after the mother and the father. Then they may have a whisper that, well, the mother and the father may have an agenda that, oh, we'll look after our child, he'll grow up, he'll earn money and we'll benefit from that. But if we just stop and look at the aspect, what about those children who are born disabled? What about those children who can't see, who are born blind from birth? Those children who are born with deformities, then if they can't walk, do the mothers not look after those children?
Allah.
In fact, the mothers look after those children with more love and care. They don't have any agenda that, you know, I'm only going to look after my child. They don't give that child up for adoption. They don't give their children away that, well, he's disabled and he's not going to be able to do anything for me. They look after the children with the best love and care as possible. And yet when we grow up older, we tend to forget the aspect of what our mothers have done for us. We tend to forget the hardship our mothers went to us. Our mothers, when we couldn't speak, our mothers knew what we are going through. When we used to cry, our mothers knew why we are crying.
Mm.
Whether we are crying due to hunger, whether we are crying due to pain, or whether we are crying for anything else. These are the aspects which our mother knew. We couldn't utter a word, but our mother knew everything that we needed. And the love of a mother, and now when we need to help our mothers, we should not, you know, question ourselves, well, why shall I help my mother? Why shall I do this? Our mothers work day in, day out for us. If they get a bit of tired, if they're ill, it's our duty to cook for our mothers. If we're single or if we're married, it's our duty to tell our wives to cook for our mothers, to look after them. But unfortunately, we don't. What will most people do? They'll get a takeaway for their wife and their children, and they forget about their parents. This is the reality what's happening nowadays. They'll all get takeaway, fast food, everything for their own wives and children. When it comes to their parents, they'll say, oh, did you want something to eat? This is the mentality. Whereas we should ask our parents first. When we go out and get something, we should buy for our parents first, our mothers, and present it to them before anything else.
Allah.
Mother is that one person who will take a morsel out of her own mouth to feed the child. And you'll find in many cases, no matter how disobedient the child is, he could be the biggest criminal of the world. But the mother will still have that unconditional love for him. And unfortunately, the situation is such that the mother looks after the child 15, 20 years and gets him on his feet until they are dependent and able to, you know, look after themselves. And then after those 15, 20 years, the child or the children of today's era are such that throughout the whole year, there's that one day, which is called Mother's Day, on which they will remember the mother. They will, you know, pamper her with gifts and flowers and chocolates and everything else. But before that day or after that day, you know, it's almost as if they don't know who the mother is, and everything to do with the respect, the love of the mother is apparently to be shown in that one day, which is called Mother's Day. And this is a trend, unfortunately, which has become very norm in our society, disrespective of, you know, cultures. It's something that has been adopted worldwide, that, you know, on that one day, shower your mother with all the love, take her out for food, give her presents and show her love. But unfortunately, you know, on the other days, if only we had this same mentality as well, that our mother, we should value, we should care for, we should treat with kindness, respect and love on every single day, not just that one day of the year.
Islam to rozana aapko kehta hai maa ki khidmat karna, rozana maa ki aap pata nahi kaun sa mother day aur kaun se day aur iske upar lag gaye, pata nahi kahan se ye hamare culture mein aa gaye, musalmanon ka culture nahi hai. Roz maa ki khidmat kare, roz maa ko dekhein, ek dafa mohabbat se dekho, haj ka sawab milta hai. Duniya mein bhi haj ka sawab mil raha hai, marne ke baad bhi fayda pahuncha rahe, unki qabar pe jao, yasin sharif padho, maghfiraton ki bisharat milti hai. Yani duniya mein bhi aapki maghfirat ko jo hai wo maghfirat karane wale amal agar maa ke sath khidmat kar rahe hain aur marne ke baad bhi agar unki qabar par jate hain to bhi aapko iska fayda pahunch raha hai. Kaisi zaat hai, Allah ne kaisi barkatein di hai, lekin afsos hai un aulad ke upar jo apne maa baap ki qadar nahi karte. Yaqeen kare, itna dukh hota hai aise dekhte hue, arsa ho jata hai. Bhai aise bhi hai, maa baap ko galiyan dete hain, maa ko gali, biwi ko time zyada dete, maa ne kiya kya, tumhara wujood hi maa ki wajah se, ye jo tumhara itna aaj kaam lag gaya, business aa gaya, sab kuch jo bhi hai, bachpan mein maa baap ne look after nahi ki hoti na, aaj yahan par nahi khade hote. लेकिन आज हम ये सारी चीजें भूल गए, कभी जहन में नहीं आता कि माँ. और ये शाहिद भाई तो पता नहीं बहुत बड़ी बात कर रहे हैं कि वो खाना घर वालों के लिए लेकर आते हैं और माँ को बाद में पूछता है कुछ खाना है. मैं तो ये बात करता हूँ, खाना लेकर आते छुपा के लाते माँ बाप से, अपने बीवी बच्चों को बाहर ले जाते माँ को ना पता चले, शर्म नहीं आती है. माँ और बाप ने जो भी किया खुशी में, बेटा आपको क्या पसंद था, जो आपको पसंद था वो लाकर देते थे, और आप क्या कर रहे हैं, छुपाकर उन्हीं माँ बाप से छुपा कर आप लेकर आते हैं कि जिन्होंने अपना सब कुछ आपके लिए कुर्बान कर दिया था, आपकी हर खुशी के लिए. उन्होंने ये नहीं देखा मेरा सुख क्या है, मेरा चैन क्या है, मेरा दिन क्या है, मेरी रात क्या है, और आप ये ट्रीट कर रहे हैं. माँ ने कभी भी नहीं बोला बेटा मेरे सर में दर्द है. कभी आपने देखा कि आप भूखे और माँ खाना खा रही हो? लेकिन आज आप देख रहे होंगे, आप, आपके घर वाले, आपकी औलाद खाना खा रही है, लेकिन आपकी वालदा भूखी, किसी ने नहीं पूछा. लेकिन जिंदगी गुजर गई, माँ ने कभी ऐसा नहीं किया था. चार चार पांच पांच खाने, आपको चिप्स पसंद थे, आपकी सिस्टर को चिकन पसंद थी, आपके वालिद को दाल पसंद थी, हर चीज का नाश्ता अलग, हर चीज के खाने अलग होते थे. लेकिन माँ ने कभी भी नहीं बोला कि मैं बावर्चन नहीं हूं, कभी माँ ने नहीं बोला बेटा इतने कपड़े क्यों गंदे करते हो. और आज माँ के पास बैठने का टाइम नहीं है, आज माँ की बातें माँ के को कुछ लाकर देने का दिए, लाकर भी छोड़ो, मैं तो कहता हूँ इतने साल हो गए कभी ये भी नहीं बोला जजाकल्ला माँ तूने मेरी इतनी खिदमत की है, जजाकल्ला, थैंक यू, इतना तो बोल सकते हो। दोस्तों से जाके माफी मांगते हो, घर वालों से जाते, घर वाले भी नाराज हो जाते उसको भी कहते सॉरी सॉरी, बच्चों से भी, लेकिन जिनसे मांगना है कभी माँ बाप से माफी मांगी, कभी माँ के पास गए माँ मुझे माफ कर दे, माँ तूने बड़ी खिदमत की है, क्या हो गया हमारे को?
Say something. It's like we get so shy about these things. When was the last time that you kissed your mother? You know, Allah. The things that we should be ashamed of and should be shy about, we do them openly, mazallah. And the things that we should be trying to do as much as possible, we get shy from showing our love to our mom, saying I love you, saying thank you, giving her a kiss, massaging her feet, massaging her legs, massaging her shoulders when she's in pain. Why do we get so shy about this?
One thing as well is that when Shahid was speaking, he mentioned something that some really disgusting children turn around and say that it's the duty of the parents. But one point I'd like to consider, and I would like everybody to understand this point, is that if somebody, if a stranger does one thing, like he does a favor for you, you thank that person at least 3 times before you let him go away. For example, you are driving and you just give that person way and he's allowed to go out. Or for example, you trip over and you hit someone, you say sorry to him straight away. He didn't even do you a favor in that case. Rather, he wasn't even looking or you weren't looking. Or if somebody helps you in one situation, if it's a stranger, people will say thank you so much. They'll even give him gifts. The mother who has given so many things and so many blessings has given you your ability to even stand today. Our mother has given us so many things that unfortunately we've become numb to it, that we don't even realize, we don't even sense the amount of things that our mother has done for us. And then when our mother goes from our life, then there's such a big gap that's gone. There's such a big hole that nobody's going to be able to fill, that you're like, now I realize the value of my mother when they're no longer there. So those who say it's a duty, you are so obedient to someone, you're so grateful to someone who just helped you once. That mother who's helped you millions of times, without exaggeration, millions of times. And you cannot even say thank you once to them. And when Rizwan Bhai mentioned about kissing the feet of the mother, it's mentioned in the commentary of Sahih Bukhari, Umdatul Qari, by Allama Badruddin Aini alayhi rahmah. There was one individual, one Sahabi Rasul, he came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made a vow. He made a nazar, and he said to the Prophet that, should Allah grant Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam victory at Makkah, Fath Makkah, then he would go to the Kaaba and kiss the doorpost of the Kaaba Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something which is really important for all of us. Allah. He instructed him and said, go and kiss the feet of your mother.
Subhanallah.
And your vow will be complete. Your nazar will be complete by kissing the feet of your mother. And this, he wanted to go and kiss the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And another narration about the mother, especially for those who are disrespectful to the mother today, Sayyid Sahab, people think that I upset my mother, nobody was around to see me, nothing happened to me. You know, when it comes to the disobedience of the parents, Sayyid Sahab, it's so bad that before a person leaves the world, he will be punished in the dunya. And it's mentioned in a narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the punishment for all sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in the hereafter. And in one narration mentioned that Allah may forgive that as well. But the one who disrespects his parents, he will receive punishment in the dunya before he leaves this world. And there's one famous narration, it's mentioned that there was one young man, Sayyid Sahab, who was on his deathbed. And he was not able to recite the kalima. And this message came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him and reminded him to recite the kalima, do talqeen, to recite the kalima. But he said, I'm not able to recite the kalima. Even after the Prophet is telling him, he still can't do this. Then it was confirmed and information came that this individual, his mother was upset with him.
Allah.
He disrespected his mother, he upset his mother, and his mother was upset with him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a long waqia, they came and they brought the mother and they asked the mother to forgive him. Then the mother said, I cannot forgive him for what he's done. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, to the Sahaba, okay, get a fire ready. Burn some wood, get a fire ready, we're going to put him into this fire.
Allah.
And then this mother, she screamed. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what is this? Please, I do not want this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this will be an expiation for the fire of hell. Mm. Instead of the fire of hell burning, we are burning him here. But then she said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I forgive him. Allah. I, from the bottom of my heart, forgive him. This was, the Prophet was doing this to show the mother as well, to have mercy upon the disobedient children. So then she forgave, and then it was said that that man, the young boy, was able to recite the kalima at the time of his death.
बहुत कुछ इस वाक्य के अंदर सीखने को मिलता है. देखें, ये याद रखिएगा, ये कहाँ से सीखा? दुनिया की केमिस्ट्री पढ़ लें, ये नहीं सीखेंगे. दुनिया की बायोलॉजी पढ़ लें, ये नहीं मिलेगा. दुनिया की मैथमेटिक्स पढ़ लें, आपको ये नहीं मिलेगा. आपको माँ की खिदमत करना, माँ क्या होती है, माँ का मकाम क्या, अगर कोई बताएगा तो वो इस्लाम बताता है और मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की तालीमात बताती है. दुनियावी एजुकेशन ये नहीं बताएंगी. ये जो डेली, ये तकरीबन 2 महीने से डेली जाते हैं, कौन है आज के दौर में? याद रखें, जिस घर में जिस माँ हो, माँ की दुआएं, उस घर में रहमतों का नुजूल नहीं होगा, उस घर में परेशानियों का क्या काम? आज आपके घर में जो परेशानी है ना, उसका मेन सबब यह है कि आप अपनी वालदा से दुआ नहीं लेते. आपने अपनी वालदा को नाराज किया हुआ, जाइए और अपनी वालदा की खिदमत कीजिए. कभी खाना भी डाल कर दिया वालदा को गर्म करके. हम तो वो बोलता ना, पानी भी नहीं देते वालदा को, ऑर्डर चला रहे थे. बाप को तो फिर भी दे दिया होगा, वालिद साहब को कभी. वालदा पे तो ऑर्डर चला दे, कभी खुद भी दिया? वालदा की तबीयत खराब है, माँ बैठे, उनके पांव फट गए, कभी उनकी एड़ियां देखी हैं आपने? ये रातों को आपके पांव पे तेल लगाते थे, मसलते थे, मेरा बेटा जो है बिल्कुल ठीक रहे, सॉफ्ट रहे आपका जिस्म. इनके फटे हुए पांव की एड़ियों को देखा है कभी आपने? कभी इनके जले हुए हाथों को देखा है? कि आपकी वजह से हुआ है, लेकिन हमें तो फिक्र ही नहीं है अपने माँ बाप की. ऐसा ना करें, अपने माँ बाप की खिदमत करें, खास तौर पे अपनी वालदा को, जिसको हम किसी खाते में नहीं लाते. ये बहुत बड़ी नेमत है, इसकी कदर करें, वरना बहुत पछताएंगे. इंशाल्लाह कॉल्स भी ले लेते हैं.
खारत तारी कॉलिंग फ्रॉम वेस्ट ब्रमिज. टुडेज टॉपिक सपोर्ट योर मदर इज अ ग्रेट चांस फॉर अस टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड वैल्यू आवर पेरेंट्स, स्पेशली आवर मदर. रिमेंबर वी लुक फॉर कंपनी एंड ऑफ फ्रेंड्स एंड ऑफ कलीग्स. But especially giving time and spending time with our parents is that time we'll never regret. Your mother, if you make you smile, she'll be there for you. If you take away your worries, your concerns, if you make mistakes, she'll forgive you. This is the time that truly we should value, and especially we should be taking time out to visit our parents, to be there for them, make them smile. Remember not to tell them all about just your problems. Whenever you go there, even if they tell you a story, and you've heard it before, listen to it like it's the first time you've listened to it. And inshallah, azawajal, please them, make them feel valued, make them feel like they're part of your life. And inshallah, azawajal, you'll see the blessings.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Iftikhar bhai. Beautiful Madani pool. Allah amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Sign language, inshallah. Chale, inshallah. Start with Shahid bhai. Shahid bhai aaye to Shahid bhai se hona chahiye. Start, inshallah. Harun bhai ko ishara karenge aap. Theek hai, Shahid bhai? जी रेडी.
वाटर, नॉट ड्रिंकिंग वाटर, नॉट स्पिलिंग वाटर, नॉट वेस्टिंग वाटर.
क्या बात है जी, आपने कैसे शायद भाई पिया तो नहीं ना पानी? पानी सामने पड़ा होता सल्लू. कोई बात नहीं, इंशाल्लाह. सल्लू अलर हबीब. शाहिद भाई क्लेवर होते जा रहे हैं, माशाल्लाह. चले इंशाल्लाह. बिलाल भाई ठीक है? रेडी.
सिक्स वर्ड्स, सिक्स प्राइज. First, six preconditions.
एकदम परेशान नहीं होना आप, और फिर परेशानी में आप बोल भी देते हैं, डिस्क्वालीफाई हो जाएंगे.
फिर माय इंटेंशन,
आप घड़ी चल रही है.
मी सिक्स speaking, talking,
conversation.
Allah.
6 words. 6 sayings.
Try again.
6 words, 6 sayings. 6 words.
He's right, but it's just.
नहीं आप बोले कुछ नहीं है राइट होता हम खुद बोल देंगे ना राइट है या रॉन्ग है आप थोड़ी बोलेंगे राइट है आप ट्राई करें टाइम अभी है इंशाल्लाह 30 सेकंड है एक दफा दोबारा हिम्मत पकड़े इंशाल्लाह हारता वही है जो हिम्मत छोड़ दे नहीं बिलाल भाई क्या हो गया हारून भाई आप क्या करोगे इशारा बताओ अगर आप
texts, reading, books, no, speaking.
Speaking, क्या speaking करनी है? 6 तो ठीक है, लेकिन 6 क्या? थोड़ा गौर करें. बहुत ही मशहूर है. कोई बात.
6 chapters memorized or 6.
6 तो पहुंच गए 6 के आगे कुछ नहीं पहुंच रहे तो जी कोई बात नहीं मुश्किल क्या वो थोड़ा सा समझाने में 6 कलमे 6 कलमे
राइट
वर्ड इज बट इन अ डिफरेंट लैंग्वेज
जी 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 जी
चलें कोई बात नहीं हो जाए इंशाल्लाह चले अरुण भाई इंशाल्लाह
अरे तो कैसे ठीक शायद भाई है
जी शेकिन सलाम जी सलाम गिविंग हैंड
क्या बात है शायद भाई
Giving from right hand.
Punch gay.
Kya baat hai.
Mashallah.
तो कहाँ से सीख के आ रहे हैं आजकल? कुछ बताएं ये भी confused है कहाँ आप तो एकदम ही जो है वो छा गए माशाल्लाह. चल. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu taala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah. Rizwan bhai ready?
Ready.
Eating according to Sunnah. Eating with 3 fingers. Eating with 3 fingers.
ठीक है जी eating with 3 fingers और क्या है? माशाअल्लाह. सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इंशाल्लाह कुछ कलाम की फरमाइश हुई थी कुछ कलाम सुनते हैं इंशाअल्लाह.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
شمعك تجھے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ
Thank you.
Joe.
Subhanallah.
Just mentioned Sayyid Saab, I think it was Iftikhar Bhai. And it was a message for the youth and how they give priority to their friends rather than the mother. And in Dawat Islami, I work, as you know, in the prison majlis quite a bit. And you find that, you know, there's a lot of pride and a lot of honor, you know, amongst the boys, as they call it, the friends. And you'll find that they'll go to jail for each other even. So a lot of the time you'll ask them, why are you in jail? And it's one of the reasons can be because I had to protect so-and-so. I couldn't say so-and-so. I couldn't let them, you know, do it to them. So they'll go to jails for their boys.
Allah.
But you'll find when it comes to their mothers, they won't even go to the shop and get some milk for her. On the request, they won't do a simple task for their actual mother. When it's the mother, you know, when they're doing all these things that unfortunately wind them up in the prisons, the mother's the one staying up at night waiting for them. The mother's the one whose heart they're breaking, who they're crying. When they're going to court, it's the mother who goes to every single court visit. Those friends are nowhere to be seen. When they're actually in prison, and we see this day in and day out because we work with them on reforming them, and we find out throughout the journey what's caused them to be there and how we can rectify them, what changes they can make in their lives to avoid this happening again. And you see that the visits that are happening while they're in jail aren't them friends.
Yes.
It's the mothers. They're going through the searches, they're going through the difficulty of the traveling there and paying for it and going and visiting them while they're doing the jail terms. They're sending them money while they're in prison. When you're in jail, you have to buy certain things while you're there. And it's the mothers that are sending them the money. And when they come out, it's not the friends that support them and get them to stand on their feet again. It's the mothers that will give them a home. It's the mothers that will feed them. And so we constantly give this message about family, about mothers, about listening to your mother, the advice that your mother is giving you, the love that your mother is giving you, because she will always do what's best for you. There's no hidden agendas, no you give do this for me, I want this from you, which you'll find in a lot of friendship circle in a lot of acquaintance circles that land these brothers into jail. But we get them to actually understand the value of the mother and make those changes in their life so that when they come out, they don't fall into those same traps again.
Dua kar sakte hain, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the guidance to understand the status of the mother and give us the ability to serve them while they are alive. Marne ke baad kya kare? Abhi zinda hai na, to unko support bhi kare, unki khidmat bhi kare. Marne ke baad bhi unke hukuk hai. لیکن زندہ ہے تب ہمیں نہیں پتا تو مرنے کے بعد کون پرواہ کرتا ہے. پلیز ریئلائز کہ ہم بڑے سیلفش لوگ ہیں شاہد بھائی, بڑے, یعنی یو نو وی آلویز سیلفش آورز وین تھنگز کم ٹو اس. 8 ایئر 10 ایئرز کے ہوتے ہیں آئی لو مام, آئی لو مائی مدر, بیکاز وی نو ایوری تھنگ از گیٹنگ از فرام ا مدر. کپڑے دھلانے, چیزیں لانی, ابا نے منع کرنا, آئی لو مائی مدر, آئی لو مائی مدر. تھوڑے تھوڑے بڑے ہوتے نا, 12 ایئر 14 ایئر, مائی مدر از انوائنگ می, مجھے پرابلم دے رہی ہے. میں بس 18 ایئرس, آئی وانٹ ٹو لیو مائی ہاؤس, میری ماں نے تنگ کر کے رکھ دیا, میں گھر چھوڑ کے جا رہا ہوں. بٹ 25 ایئر کے قریب آتے نا, می بی مائی مدر واز وائٹ, پھر سوچنا شروع کرتے. بٹ 30-35 ایئر کے ہوتے پھر کہتے ماں فار گیو می پلیز. 50 ایئر آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو لوز مائی مم, بس ٹو لیٹ ہے. 50 سال کے بعد آپ ریئلائز کر رہے ہو کہ میری ماں ٹھیک تھی, آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو لوز مائی مدر. ماں سے ماں 50 سال کے بعد آپ کو کیا پتا اس وقت کیا فائدہ ہوا جب چلی گئی. ابھی ریئلائز کرے نا, بچپن میں تھے تو ہر چیز ماں سے پوری کراتے تھے, یہ میری ماں ہے, یہ میری ماں ہے, یہ میری ماں ہے. اور جب بڑے ہو جاتے ہیں, یہ تیری ماں ہے, یہ تیری ماں ہے. کیا ہو گیا آپ کو؟ چار چار پانچ پانچ بچے ہونے کے باوجود بھی ماں باپ اولڈ ہاؤس میں کیسے ہیں؟ آپ کے ساتھ بھی یہی ہوگا. یہ یاد رکھیں, ماں باپ کو جو ستاتا ہے نا, اس کو دنیا میں بھی سزا ملے گی اور آخرت میں بھی سزا ملے گی. جو کامیاب ہوا وہ ماں باپ کی دعاؤں سے ہوا, اور جو بربادی کی طرف جا رہے وہ اس لیے جا رہے آپ نے اپنے ماں باپ کی دعائیں نہیں لی, اپنے ماں کی خدمت نہیں کی ہے. اس کو پلیز ریئلائز کریں تھوڑا سا.
شاہ صاحب, جسٹ آن دس آسپیکٹ, دی ایج فیکٹر وچ یو مینشنڈ, دی مینٹالٹی آف پیپل آف دا ایج از دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو لیو مائی انڈیپینڈنٹ لائف. I don't want my mother or my father to intervene in my independent life. I have the right to live my, the way I want. This is the ideology which people think that they are being imprisoned by their parents if their parents are saying something to them. Obviously, the parents are experienced in life. They know what is right for their children. They know what's not right for their children. So the parents guide and advise their children. But the mentality of children is that I know how to live my life. I want the independency. And we see it's very common nowadays that when a child grows to a particular age and he is leading the life which he wants without looking at his parents, of the advice they're given, the mother or even the father, they are scared to say anything to the child.
Mm.
They are scared to such an extent that if I say something to him, he probably won't talk to me, or he'll probably start shouting back at me. He'll start disrespecting me. This is the behavior of many people nowadays. And the mother's wish is always the best for the child. The mother will never, you know, think of anything bad for the child. Whatever she does for the child, she will think about his best for his future and what will benefit him. As Bilal Bhai mentioned earlier on about the son who was unable to recite the kalma at the time of his death unless his mother didn't forgive him. So another, this I'd just like to mention, the Prophet ﷺ stated that, should I not inform you of the greatest major sins? Should I not inform you of the most detestable of the major sins? Should I not inform you of the most hateful of the major sins? The companions, they said to the Prophet ﷺ, inform us. The Prophet ﷺ said, associating partners with Allah's jail and causing grief to your parents. If we look at many today, what is our behavior towards our parents? How are we, you know, dealing with our parents? Are we keeping our parents happy? When our parents are in the house, do we get up and give them the respect and honor to sit down? Or when we walk in the house, do we go and kiss our father's hand? Do we kiss our mother's hand, feet? Or do we just walk past them without even groaning them? Fortunately, many of them, you know, the mentality today is, mom, dad, don't intervene what I'm doing. This is the mentality. We have to learn lessons from our parents. They are looking for our best future. They are thinking about our benefit for our future. They've experienced life.
Yeah.
They've gone through all the, you know, difficulties. And yet, they know what is best for us. Unfortunately, we don't see that.
Gee, Shahid Bhai, linking on to this point as well, that today youngsters think that they know more than their parents, whereas in fact and in reality, the person who knew what you knew when you were a young child, meaning when you were unable to speak, like you mentioned, the parents and especially the mother, she knows the habits and the twitches of a child. Like when his habits are, when he wants something, he'll do this expression. When he needs to go bathroom, he needs to do this. The mother is so, subhanAllah, Allah has blessed the mother with such an intellect that she is able to not only manage one child, she can manage many children, she can look after the house, she can look after even her husband as well. This is the mother, this is the wife, and the actual status of a woman is so high in Islam that only when you study Islam, you realize how much rights have been given to women. And just the point on upon the mother in itself is that today, if somebody says something bad to our mother, look how much enraged we get. We become furious. How dare you say something to my mother? But in the same, if you look at it, you do the same thing yourself. We are so hypocritical today when it comes to many aspects. But in terms of the mother and our parents, we are so hypocritical. We won't allow anybody to say anything to our mother. The next moment, we'll be shouting at our own parents. We'll be shouting at them. We'll be telling them off. We'll tell them, leave us alone. Why are you bothering us? We know more. We're getting older. The times have changed.
Bilal Bhai, it's one thing that they're shouting at him, they're disrespecting him. Bilal Bhai, they go even further than this.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the things you feel so, it's that difficult to even speak about.
Yes.
How much people physically even go to them extents and physically hurt their parents and physically hurt their mothers. I mean, I've read so many stories. Again, going, you know, regarding...
Jala dete hain, yaar, kabhi isti, pata nahi kya kuch karte hain, bardasht, maa ko qaid kiya hua hota hai.
और ऐसा
माँ को कैद उस बिचारी की हालत नहीं देखी जाती कितने इस तरह जो है वो वाकयात आए और आप सही कह रहे हैं मतलब बंदा बयान नहीं कर सकता उन माँ
You think do these people not have a heart? Do they not even if they're heart hardened do they not have a heart? We, you touch slightly there on old people's homes and care homes. people who go and put their family members, their mums, in the care homes, and the mothers are waiting there for the sons to come and visit. Whether they're going to come on Eid, whether they're coming, going to come and go, they just leave them there. And they've put, and a lot of the youth these days, they say, we can't do it because we've got to earn this much money, we've got to look after this family, we've got there's so many responsibilities. But they've put themselves in that situation. You know, when you plan your life, when you plan your education, when you plan your career, you need to plan how you're going to look after your parents as well. Yes. Are you moving far away for your career, or are you moving far away from your mother? Is your mother not getting older? Could she not need you tomorrow even more than she needs you today? Why are we putting ourselves in that situation? Why are we not considering that our mother is going to need us? It might be physically, it might be with the time, it might be financially. Why are we putting ourselves in that situation where we are, we say we're forcing ourselves that we've got no choice but to put them in a care home?
Five, 10 साल हो जाते हैं अपने माँबाप से बात नहीं करते ये माज़ अल्लाह इस तरह कहते हैं ये बूढ़ी औरत खांसती है हमारी प्राइवेसी डिस्टर्ब होती है कौन सी प्राइवेसी है तुम्हारी यार तुम्हारी जिंदगी इन्हीं की वजह से ये काय की प्राइवेसी हो गई तुम्हारी कि माँ की वजह से प्राइवेसी खत्म हो गई अरे यही तो है इन्हीं की वजह से तो तुम दुनिया में हो तो कौन सी प्राइवेसी आ गई आपकी ऐसी जो आप माँ की वजह से डिस्टर्ब हो रही है आपकी प्राइवेसी उस लिए नहीं मेरी पर्सनल लाइफ डिस्टर्ब हो रही है कौन सी पर्सनल लाइफ है ये तो वो थे जिन्होंने अपनी सारी जिंदगी तुम पर कुर्बान कर दी देखा ही नहीं अपना बनाया ही नहीं माने सुबह से रात तक सिर्फ तुम्हारी फिक्र में लगी रही थी और आप बोलते हो मेरी प्राइवेसी डिस्टर्ब होती है एक आलिम साहब के बाद ना एक शख्स आया अब मैं दूसरा सुना रही एक तो वो होगा जो केयर ही नहीं करते हैं एक आलिम साहब के बाद एक शख्स आया रिजवान भाई और क्या वो शिकायत करते अपने वालदेन की कि मेरे वालदेन मुझसे खफा रहते हैं हर आए दिन खफा रहते हैं हालांकि वो जो मुझसे फरमाइश करते हैं मैं अक्सर पूरी कर देता हूँ एक सिनेरियो तो ये था कि दे डोंट केयर अबाउट इट वो कहता है मैं केयर करता हूँ फिर भी खफा रहते हैं वो जब मुझसे कुछ फरमाइश करते हैं मैं कभी कुछ दिन के बाद पूरी कर देता हूँ कोई मुश्किल होती नहीं करता तो वो आलम दीन ने उस नौजवान को गौर से देखा ऊपर से बेटा यही तो उनकी नाराजगी का सबब है और दिस इज द रीजन वो कहता है हजरत ये कहा से मैं उनकी ख्वाहिश पूरी करने की भी कोशिश करता हूँ जो मुमकिन होता है फिर भी नाराज रहते हैं तो उन्होंने बड़ी प्यारी बात इरशाद फरमाई कहने लगा बेटा जब तुम दुनिया में नहीं आए थे ना तुम्हारे आने से पहले उन्होंने तुम्हारी तैयारी कर ली थी तुम्हारी चीजें ले ली तुम्हारे कपड़े ले लिए तुम्हें जो चाहिए था तुम्हारी खुराक का इंतजाम तुम्हारी हिफाजत का इंतजाम तुम्हारे आने से पहले कर लिया तुम बड़े होते थे रात को तुम्हें सुबह क्या चाहिए इंतजाम उन्होंने पहले से करके रखा तुम्हें कपड़े कौन से पहनने उसका इंतजाम करके रखा कौन से स्कूल में जाना उन्होंने इंतजाम करके रखा कोई ओकेशन आया तुम्हें क्या चीज देनी उन्होंने इंतजाम करके रखा तुम्हें साइकिल चाहिए थी उन्होंने इंतजाम करके रखा तुम्हें कॉलेज जाना था पैसे इंतजाम करके रखा तुम्हारे बगैर मांगे तुम्हारी शादी कराई ये नहीं बोला कि हमारी खिदमत करेगी तुम्हारी रुकावट करेगी उन्होंने बिन मांगे तुम्हें सब कुछ दिया और आज तुम इंतजार करते हो कि मेरे माँ बाप मुझसे मांगेंगे तो मैं पूरा करूंगा बेटा जाओ बगैर मांगे उनकी जरूरत पूरी करो जाओ और बगैर मांगे उनको वक्त दो ये असल में काम है तुमने कभी मांगा नहीं था लेकिन तुम्हारे माँ बाप बिन मांगे तुम्हें सारी चीजें देते थे और आज तुम इंतजार करते हो मेरे माँ बाप मुझसे पैसे मांगेंगे तो मैं दूंगा बिन मांगे इनकी ख्वाहिश पूरी करो बिन मांगे तुम्हें पता हो कि मेरे माँ बाप को किस चीज की जरूरत महसूस होनी है ये तुम्हें कामयाबी दिलाएगी और बड़ी प्यारी उन्होंने बात इरशाद की हम इंतजार करते हैं माँ बाप हमसे पैसे मांगेंगे हमें शर्म नहीं आती माँ बाप पैसे मांग अरे ऐसे बनो कि माँ बाप को बोलना ना पड़े और तुम जब तुम बोल नहीं सकते थे तुम्हारे माँ बाप इशारा समझते थे तुम्हारे सर में दर्द होता था वो समझते थे तुम्हें भूख लगती थी वो समझते थे तुम्हें बुखार होता था वो समझते थे तुम्हें सर्दी होती थी लगती थी तुम्हें समझते थे जब तुम बोल नहीं सकते थे और आज आप तुम बोलने लगते हो तो कहते हो कि भाई हमारे माँ बाप को कुछ पता ही नहीं सारा मुझे पता है मेरी प्राइवेसी डिस्टर्ब होगी तुम्हारी प्राइवेसी डिस्टर्ब नहीं होगी तुम्हारी आखिरत बर्बाद होगी तुम अपने आप को खुद ही जहन्नम की तरफ लेकर जा रहे हो और हम आपसे यही अर्ज कर रहे हैं सबसे पहले अपने माँ बाप से माफी मांगे अपनी माँ को फोन करे अपनी माँ के पास जाए कदमों में बैठ जाए और उसे कहे माँ मुझे माफ कर दे नहीं है इंतकाल हो गया है उनके लिए दुआएं करें इसाले सवाब करें उनकी कब्र पर जाकर दुआएं करें जो हमारे इस्लाम ने बताया मेरी अर्ज है आपसे हाथ जोड़ के अर्ज है आप सबसे
Talking on the disobedience that people have towards their parents or their mothers, I came across a very powerful quote, which was, "Do not use the sharpness of your speech on the mother who taught you how to speak."
Allah, subhanAllah.
Many times we forget that it was this same mother who taught us how to structure sentences, how to vocalize our words, how to get across what we need vocally. And another twist you can put to this is when people have children and the children get to the age of 4, 5, and 6 and they are able to speak, and the children start getting disrespectful towards their mothers and the fathers. And then, you know, it starts to, they start to get this worry that, oh, you know, he's answering back to me, he's disrespectful to me. And, you know, many times it's a principle of life that you get what you give, you reap what you sow. So many times these people, then they will start to realize that, okay, maybe in my childhood or in my younger days, I was disrespectful, I would answer back, I was rude, I was abusive. And then it comes back to them in the form of their own children. And there's that story, I can't remember properly, about the child who wants to drop his father off to the old care home, and then he says, you know, your children will do the same to you. Yeah. And many times we see this, it's a pattern of life that the way you are towards your own parents, you will reap that within your own offspring.
आप अपने माँबाप के साथ जो कर रहे हैं ना, आज आप अपने माँबाप के लिए खड़े होंगे, बच्चे आपके लिए खड़े होंगे. आज आप अपनी माँ की खिदमत करेंगे, कल को वो आपके साथ करेंगे. और अगर आज जो आप कर रहे हैं वो आपके बच्चे देख रहे हैं, वो आपके साथ करेंगे. अब ये फैसला आपके हाथ में, कोई ये कोई रॉकेट साइंस नहीं है. ये 2+2=4 ये सिंपल वाला है, ये याद रखिएगा. जो करोगे वो बच्चे देख रहे हैं सारे. आपने मोहब्बत ही नहीं दिलाई अपने माँ बाप की, आपने डिसरिस्पेक्ट ही की है. तो माँ बाप, ये जो बच्चे हैं आपके, ये कौन सी आपके रिस्पेक्ट करेंगे? अपने माँ बाप की रिस्पेक्ट करें. अल्लाह करे कि हम खुद भी जागने वाले बन जाएं और बहुत से लोग जो है वो जाग जाए, अपने वालदा की खिदमत कर ले. वाकई दिल से दुआ है कि काश ऐसा हो कि जो अपनी वालदा से नाराज है, छुप से वालदा से दूर है, आज हमारे इस सिलसिले की बरकत से अल्लाह करे दिल में उतर जाए मेरी बात, कि वो फोन करके अपने माँ बाप से माफी मांगे. अपने माँ बाप से माफी मांगे, माँ माफ कर देती है. अगर ओल्ड हाउस में छोड़ा तो उनको ओल्ड हाउस से ले आए. आपके घर में बरकत आएगी, आपके घर में रहमत आएगी, आपको दुआएं मिलेंगी, अल्लाह आपकी परेशानियां दूर कर देगा. लेकिन अगर माँ की दिल आजारी की हुई है, कभी कामयाबी नहीं होगी. वक्ती तौर पे कामयाबी दिख रही होगी, लेकिन ऐसी ऐसी बर्बादी होगी, बंदे हफ्तों तक अस्पताल में पड़े होते, रूह नहीं निकल रही होती है, चीख रहे होते हैं लेकिन जान नहीं निकल रही होती है. माँ बाप की नाफरमानियों की वजह से भी ऐसा होता है. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए. अल्लाह ताला हम सबको अपने वालदेन की कदर करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए. अपने वालदेन की इज्जत करें, उनकी खिदमत करें, अपने वालदेन का एहतराम करें. अपनी वालदा को बस कहते ना कि ना प्यार से हाथों में खुश कर दे उनको. यकीन करो, आप खुश कर दो यार अपनी वालदा को. यकीन करो, बेड़ा पार हो जाएगा. जो चीजें तुम्हारी बरसों में नहीं हो रही ना, तो अपनी वालदा को खुश कर दो. रब्बे करीम देखो किस तरह तुम पर जो है अपनी जो है वो रहमतों की बारिश बरसाता है. अल्लाह ताला हम पर करम फरमाए इंशाल्लाह. बिल्कुल हमारे आखिरी कुछ मिनट्स रह गए, क्या बात करना चाहते हैं फिलहाल भाई
जी? शेख साहब, आई थिंक वन पॉइंट आई'd लाइक टू मेंशन हियर इज दैट एस्पेशली दिस इज इन पर्टिकुलर फॉर दोज हुज पेरेंट्स हैव पास्ड अवे. That one thing, there's many hukuk, and this question is actually asked to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and they gave a very detailed answer about the rights that our deceased have over us, and especially if they are our parents, the amount of rights. For example, if they had any debts, that we fulfill their debts. If they, and especially about the father, it's mentioned that to keep in many ahadith is mentioned about keeping close ties with their relatives, with their friends as well. But in particular, I think if you want to, one point for those whose parents have passed away is that do not commit sins. And it may seem a bit strange because, you know, this, you know, a person's actions, they are presented to his deceased parents. They are presented to them. And when they see good actions, they attain happiness and they are pleasured and they are pleased in their grave. But when they see the sins that the children, the offspring are doing, then this unfortunately brings them grief and this upsets them. Mm-hmm. So this is something we have to realize, is that our parents, if they have left this mortal world, then do dua for them, supplicate for them, remember them in your du'as after every namaz. And for those whose parents are alive, one point, Sayyid Sahab, is that I think if as a final message is be humble before your parents. What does this mean to be humble, Sayyid Sahib? In all aspects, physically and especially when we communicate. every time you speak to your mom and dad, never ever raise your voice. Keep this in your mind. This is my mom and dad. I'm never going to raise my voice. No matter who comes into my life as a companion or any friends that come into my life, I will never ever raise my voice against my parents. If this is in our mind, inshallah, 99% of our problems will be removed. Even if our parents are telling us off, we keep in our mind that we are never going to raise our voice against our parents. We will keep our voice lowered. We will lower our heads in front of our parents. Inshallah, you will see many of our problems be removed. One main reason why many people are upset today, say, is that they're grieved, they're worried. It's because of, it may be because of the curse or the baddua of one's parents. And even if they don't give a baddua, upsetting the parents is so disliked in the court of Allah that it's mentioned that the displeasure of Allah lies in the displeasure of the father. If your father is displeased with you, then know that Allah is displeased with you. And if your father is pleased with you, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. So this we have to keep in mind. Be humble before your parents. Lower your voice always with them. And inshallah, you will find success at every stage of your life.
MashaAllah. Ji, aap kya message dena chahte Shahid bhai?
Yes, sir. We look around. What goes around comes around. How we treat our parents today, our children will treat us the same way. He says that actions speak louder than words. So whatever action is today with our parents, if we have sent our parents to all people's homes and think that they'll be at ease there, when we have been older, maybe in 10 years, 20 years, our children will send us in that place as well. And they won't visit us. And we need to keep our parents at home. We need to look after them to the best possible way if we want success in this world and hereafter.
MashaAllah. Harun bhai, kya message?
Life goes at such a fast pace that we tend to oversee our parents growing old. And remember that when a certain person, when the parents get old after a certain age, they start to become a bit more stubborn. They start to hear less. And they have this, in Urdu, we call it chilchurapan. And this is natural. So we should try and not react to this, rather be understanding, try be more polite and gentle towards them, because this is part of their nature. And sometimes, you know, for those whose parents are alive, a simple gesture, randomly on the way back from work, get maybe a bunch of flowers or some chocolates or something favorite of your mother and present it to them. And you will see that smile on their face and maybe du'as coming your way, inshallah.
Rizwan bhai, last
message. My appeal to the viewers is go and see your mother. Thank your mother. Ask her for forgiveness. Tell her you love her. Kiss her. Do some khidmat. When you're around her, try to show the adab that we were talking about. Put your phone down. When your mother's talking to you, look at her. Show the interest. Show that love. And watch how many du'as you will get. You'll see it in her eyes. You'll see the smile on her face. And inshallah, all your du'as will come true.
MashaAllah. Ji, insaan ki asliyat ka pata hui chalta koi aap se baat karne aur aap mobile pe laghe hue ho. Apne maa baap ke paas ja rahe to time nikal kar jaye. Isko thoda sa رکھ دیجئے گا میں آخر میں اس دعا پر جو ہے وہ اختتام کروں گا کہ پیاری ماں مجھ کو تیری دعا چاہیے تیرے آنچل کی ٹھنڈی ہوا چاہیے پیاری باتیں سنا کر سلاتی تھی تو مسکرا کر سویرے جگاتی تھی تو مجھ کو اس کے سوا اور کیا چاہیے پیاری ماں مجھ کو تیری دعا چاہیے تیرے ممتا کے سائے میں پھولوں پھلوں تھام کر تیری انگلی میں بڑھتا رہوں آسرا بس تیرے پیار کا چاہیے پیاری ماں مجھ کو تیری دعا چاہیے تیری خدمت سے دنیا میں عظمت میری تیرے قدموں کے نیچے ہے جنت میری عمر بھر سر پہ سایہ تیرا چاہیے پیاری ماں مجھ کو تیری دعا چاہیے پیاری ماں مجھ کو تیری دعا چاہیے خوش قسمت ہے جو اپنے ماں باپ کی دعا لیتے ہیں ایک ہوتا ہے کوئی کام کرنا ماں سے دعا کرانا اور ایک ہوتا ہے کہ خود بخود ایسے کام کرو گے تمہاری ماں تمہارے لیے دعا کرے اللہ کرے کہ ہم ایسی اولاد بنے کہ ہمارے ماں باپ ہمارے لیے خود بخود دعا کرنے والے بنے اپنا بہت خیال رکھیے گا اپنی والدہ کا خیال رکھیے گا پلیز 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 لک آفٹر یور مدر اینڈ سپورٹ یور مدر اینڈ کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah